Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Tes Zayin. We left off already on the very top of daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. We're at Tashema on the top line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landrieu in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Eric Kotkin on behalf of Rufu Shlema for his father Eliezer Yitzchak Ben Chana Bela Halevi, who is undergoing surgery, Shav Rufur Shlema, also by Simi and Moshe Kleinman, in memory of Fega Bas Mordechai Menachem, Alev HaShalom, whose yard site, Aleha HaShalom, whose yard site is today, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all three sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Working on 3 hours of sleep here. So today's daf, I'm not really sure what we discussed in today's daf. I haven't looked at it yet, but I know that we're going to, as Hashem, finish up the discussion that we started 2 days ago already about whether asu b'shamay k'divrayim or lo asu b'shamay k'divrayim. We know that that we already had 10, 12 rayas, something like that, whether b'shamay were asu k'divrayim or not. So we're going to bring one final raya about that, and then the Gemara is going to get into more things that relate to tsaras erva, more conversations that relate to tsaras erva. And along the way, we're going to learn about different things that the Navi Malachi had said, and stories about people going to visit, about holy Tanaim going to visit a particular Tana who was not in the base Medrash, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. And we're going to learn a little bit about Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas's brother. The Gemara is going to discuss the concept of Nar HaYisi Gamzakanti, and it's going to bring a drasha on that pasuk of Nar HaYisi Gamzakanti. And the Gemara is going to discuss a chashash that about Ovdei Kochavim Bizman Hazeh, whether we have to be choshesh that maybe that they're Jewish. That's going to come at the end of the daf. So let's begin. We are holding again Tashema, the top line of daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara Tashema. Meaning, how did this whole conversation start? We were talking about Tzaras Erva, where Beis Shammai had said in the Mishnah that a Tzaras Erva still does Yibum, and Beis Hillel said that a Tzaras Erva is potter from Yibum. So he said, oh, well, does Beis Shammai really do Kedivrayim or not? So it goes back to this, that Rabbi Dosa ben Akina said that they allowed a Tzaras Habas, which is a Tzaras Erva, to do Yibum with the brothers of her deceased husband, because they were matir, the brother of Rabbi Dosa, who was from the Talmid Beis Shammai, as we'll soon see in the sugya, and everyone followed that psak, and they all followed like the Beis Shammai. So you see that the Talmidim of Beis Shammai and those who followed the Talmidim of the Beis Shammai were asu k'divrayim. So says we're good shmaminos. Now we see that in fact it's true that the Beis Shammai were asu k'divrayim, and even after the halacha was passed like the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai were asu k'divrayim, and that is the maskana. So all those who said that lo asu Beis Shammai k'divrayim at the end of the day are rejected in the Gemara. That is our final answer. Okay, once we're talking about Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas and how that was the proof, the story with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas was the proof that Beis Shammai were asu k'divrayim, so let's discuss that in more detail. Gufa, b'mei Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas hitiru tzaras habas li'achin. During Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas' days, they allowed the tzaras habas, the tzaras erva, to do Yibum with the brothers of her deceased husband. And the Chum thought that hachra came from Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas. So vaya davar kasha l'chachamim. The Chachamim had a difficult time to let him know that was not the proper halacha. M'nei shachachim gadolaya, because Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas was a very great chacham, and they didn't know how to delicately have that conversation, that they heard that Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas paskins like the Beis Shammai, and they wanted to let him know that we don't pask that way. We follow the Beis Hillel. So the Einav kamu milava lebeis medrash, and his eyes stopped working, and therefore he couldn't come to the Beis Medrash anymore because he had become blind. So amru mi yelech viodio. So the chacham were talking in the Beis Medrash, and they were trying to figure out, okay, who's going to be the one to let Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas know that the halach is not this way, that we follow the Beis Hillel that does not allow a tzaras erva to do yibum. So amru Rabbi Yeshua ani elech. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll go. The achrav, and after Rabbi Yeshua, me, who should go next to follow Rabbi Yeshua? I mean, they're all going to walk in at the same time, but there's going to be a Seder Kedima in how they walk in, who walks in, and who's leading the charge. So who follows behind Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Achrav, and after Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, me, Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva is going to go. So this group of these three great Chachamim of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva, Holchu v'amdu al Pesach Beiso. They stood by the doorway of Rabbi Dosa ben Akinas, Nichnas Shivchaso, the Shivcha of Rabbi Dosa entered to Amra Lo, and she said to him, Rabbi Chachme Yisrael ba Netzlecha, the greatest sages of all of Israel are here to see you. So Amra Lo, Yikansu. So he said, okay, let them in. V'nichnasu, and they in fact entered. So now they're going to have this conversation. Tefaso l'Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Dosa grabbed Rabbi Yeshua, v'oshivo al mita shel zahav, and he sat him down on a mita shel zahav. He sat him down on a golden throne. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi, amar le talmidcha acher, he said that Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa, tell your other Talmud, v'yeshev, so that he too should sit on this mita. Meaning you're only sitting me on this mita shel zahav, you should sit the other Talmidim on the mita shel zahav also. So Amar lo, Rabbi Dosa said, mihu? Who is the other Talmud? So Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's Rabbi Elazar, meaning why did he grab Rabbi Yeshua? He was blind. He couldn't see. So you have to only do by feel. So he grabs Rabbi Yeshua. He doesn't see who else is there. So Rabbi Yeshua says, oh, but there are other Chashma Rabbanim that are here. So he says, who else is here? So he says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Amar v'yeshlo bein la'azariah chavirenu. He was surprised to learn that there's such a Jew called Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said, I'm friends with his father. I know Azariah. I didn't know that there was a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm so thrilled to learn that my friend Azariah has a son. V'kara alav, and Rabbi Dosa said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amikra Azad, the following pasuk, and we're going to come back to this pasuk later. Nara yisi gam zakanti, v'lo reisi tzadik nezav, v'zaro mevakish lachem. We say in benching that I was young and now I got old, and I've never seen a tzadik who is poor, whose children need to look for bread. So Nara yisi means during the days of Azariah, and gam zakanti in the days of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because now I'm a contemporary, not only of Azariah, I was a contemporary of the father, now I'm together with the son. Because Azariah and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were both Ashirim Gedolim. That's how the Marsha explains. The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Mafrish Me Edro, Tzleser Alfei Agolim Lemaiser Behema. It tells us that from his flock, each year, he was Mafrish 12,000 calves for Meiser Behema. So that's his Meiser. That's how many, that's one-tenth of the new calves that were born into his flock each year. So he's obviously a very wealthy person. So that's why he says about him, the pasuk, that tzaddikim, they Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of them. They're wealthy. So tfaso. So he grabs Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'oshiva al mita shel zav, and he also puts him in a mita shel kavod. He sits him down. Mita doesn't mean a bed that they slept in. Mita, they used to sit on a mita when they were having a meal. So it was like a chair. So he sat him down on this golden sofa. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't sound comfortable. I assume they had some cushioning also. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi, Amar le talmidcha achar v'yeshev. There's another one here, another great Talmud here to sit down. So Amar lo, Rabbi Dosa said, Mihu, who is this other Talmud? So Rabbi Yeshua says, Akiva ben Yosef. His name is Akiva ben Yosef. So Amar lo, Rabbi Dosa said to Rabbi Akiva, Atahu Akiva ben Yosef, Sheshimcha holich misof holim v'yatzofo. You're the famous Rabbi Akiva. The whole world knows about you. Shev ben Yishev, kamoscha yirbu v'Yisrael. That you should sit down, there should, and he gave a bracha, there should be more people like you in Klal Yisrael. That, meaning he was Rabbi Akiva Hager, who's mi b'nei banav shel Sisra, and he was saying, halavai, that Marsha explains, halavai she yirbu kamoscha v'Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should have gedolim like you come from them and come from them and not only from Gerim, meaning Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim, so it's Yirbu Kamoscha Bi Yisrael, that we see that there are people like you, that you exist, but you're not even from Yisrael, you're originally from Gerim, so Yirbu Kamoscha Bi Yisrael, Klal Yisrael should be Zocha to produce such people. The Mitzvah Eson says a remez over here, that Misof Olam Vatsofo is Begematria Tavkuf Samach Dalet. The phrase Misof Olam Vatsofo is 564, like the number of times Rabbi Akiva Akiva is mentioned in all of Shas. So he says, you're the Rabbi Akiva, Misof Olam Atzofa, the Shimcha Holech, your name goes, Misof Olam Atzofa, this many times in Shas. It's like a Rav Chaim Kanievsky type of thing to realize, right? To know exactly how many times Rabbi Akiva appears in all of Shas. I did not check. I'm sure someone will check and email me today. I'll do a Bar Ilan search. But probably if the name Rabbi Akiva appears five times in the same sugya where he's quoted saying the same thing, or it's a back and forth conversation, I wonder if that counts as one time or if that counts as separate times. I don't know. But the name appears apparently that many times in all of Shas. In Gittin, it says of Rabbi Akiva that he was an Otzer Balam, the Gemara in Gittin of Samuch Zayin, and that's a gematria of 375. That's the number of times that halacha kamosa, that we paskin like him. And the 375 is a Hasha'a Omedeslo. Sha'a Omedeslo is Sha'a. That Sha'a is 375, that's Omedeslo. That's what he has to show for it. That's the amount of times that we pass on Rabbi Akiva. Really cool gematria if it works. I just wonder. I don't know if someone's got to check up on it. But that's what they say. That's the depth of what he was telling Rabbi Akiva. Shimchalik misof al matzofo. So he said, and he gives him that bracha. So he's chilu misabvim also bahalachos. So they started surrounding him with halachos. They started having conversations in other halachos, meaning they didn't want to give the impression that they were coming to attack him on this one psak halach of Tzaras Abbas. So they said, okay, they started talking and learning. They started talking about other areas of halacha. Adshi gil Tzaras Abbas. And then they made the conversation naturally flow to get to the point of Tzaras Abbas, right? Mistama, they said, let's talk about all of Torah. They started in Brachos, and they went to Shabbos, and by the time they got to Yevamos, so they started talking about Tzaras Abbas. So Amrulei, so they said to him, Tzaras Abbas Mahu, what's the halacha about Tzaras Abbas doing Yibum? And they fully expected him to say that a Tzaras Abbas does Yibum, that a Tzaras Erva does Yibum, because they had heard that Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas paskens like the Beis Shammai, and that's the sheet of the Beis Shammai, and they were there to tell him that we don't pasken like that. So Amrulehen Machloks Bisham Beis Hillel. So he said to them, what do you mean? It's Machloks Bisham Beis Hillel. It's an old discussion. So he said, yeah, but halacha kedivrei mi. Who do you pasken like? And again, they're waiting for him to say halacha like Beis Shammai. Amrulehen Halacha Beis Hillel. They said, what do you mean who do you pasken like? Whenever it's Machloks Bisham Beis Hillel, it's like one of the most fundamental rules in Shas, that we always pasken like the Beis Hillel. So there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. She's free to go. She's mutaris l'shuk. So Amrulei, they said to him, v'alo mishimcha amra halacha Beis Shammai. Oh, really? That was not the answer we were expecting. We were told in your name that you hold that halacha of Beis Shammai. So Amlehem, Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas immediately realizes what's going on. He said, wait, who did you hear says that halacha is like Beis Shammai? Dosa shematem or ben Arkinas shematem? Did you hear that Rabbi Dosa holds that halacha is like Beis Shammai? Because that would be me. Or did you hear ben Arkinas holds that halacha is Beis Shammai? Because my father, Arkinas, had more than one son. So it could be my brother, who's a lesser known Talmud Chacham, but is also a very big Talmud Chacham. It could be that you heard that Ben Arkinas paskins that way, and it's the other Ben Arkinas. So Amrulei, Chai Rabbi Stam Shamanu. They said, we just heard the name Ben Arkinas. Stam means that we didn't hear specifically which Ben of Arkinas. We just thought that you were the most famous Ben Arkinas, the one that mattered. So Amrulei, he said to them, no, it wasn't from me. Ach Katan Yeshli, I have a younger brother, and Bechor Satan, who he is a sharp person in learning, and he is absolutely stubborn in his shita, and he does he paskins like whatever, however he sees it, and he doesn't go like the rabbim when the rabbim disagree with him. So that that's why he's calling him Satan. Doesn't sound like a compliment, but he's saying that he's adversarial. He doesn't mind taking on the world when he believes something in halacha. That's my ach katan, my younger brother. It's interesting that he calls his younger brother a bechor, because a bechor gets is represents that which is pishnayim. So he's saying that he's twice as smart as me, meaning he's a really chashva. That's how the Marshal explains that he's really chashva person. That he's a bechor in the sense that he got twice the chelek of chachma that I have. Taz Shalom writes that Bechor Satan is the name of the city of Yonasan, and that's what Rabbi Dosa meant. That I have a brother who lives not Bechor, but Bikur Satan, in Kor Satan. Bi is, it's not Bechor, it's Bi Kor Satan. He lives in this place called Kor Satan. And in the Ein Yaakov, the Girsa is Bechor Shannon, someone who's very sharp and who knows his learning cold. Anyway, Yonasan Shemo, his name is Yonasan Behu Mitalmide Shammai, and he happens to be from the Talmidim of Shammai, so it makes a lot of sense that he was Matir, Tzara Sabas. So Vizaru Shalo Yikapeach Eschem Ba'alachos. But be careful if you have a conversation with him, because he's going to way outsmart you. He's very, very sharp. So you're going to ask him a question about Tzara Sabas, he's going to have 300 answers why Tzara Sabas is Muteres, because he passes like Beis Shammai, and he's very sharp, and he has rayos from all over the place. So Rabbi Dosa Ben Akinas then said to them, Aval, with all the harifos of my younger brother and all the answers that he could show you that Tzara Sabas is Muteres, we still don't pass on like him. Meir ani alai Shamayim va'aretz. Shamayim va'aretz should be my witnesses. Sha'al madu chazo yoshav Chagai Hanavi va'amar shlosh dvarim. And the first of the three things that Chagai Hanavi had said is that Tzara Sabas asura, that Tzara Sabas is in fact asura, which is the shita of the Beis Hillel. Asura means asura to the brothers, asura to do yibum. So we pass on like Chagai Hanavi, and that was one of the three statements of Chagai Hanavi. Once we mentioned that one of the three statements of Chagai Hanavi, so we're going to mention the other ones as well. So he also said that Bnei Yisrael that live in Amon Umoav Ma'asrin Ma'isra Ani B'Shvius, those Jewish people who live in the lands that are controlled by Amon Umoav take Ma'isra Ani even during the Shemitah year. Normally the Peros during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of Shemitah are Chayiv in Ma'isra Sheni. Only Peros during the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle are chayiv in meiser ani. The seventh year, you're potter entirely from all trumas and meisros, because all the parents are hefker, and hefker is potter from trumas and meisros. So obviously, the family coincidence during Shemitah year, and the mitzvah of Shemitah is only noig in Eretz Yisrael, and the chayiv of trumas and meisros is only noig in Eretz Yisrael. However, the chacham were mechayiv in the arotzos of smuchos to Eretz Yisrael in Mitzrayim and Bavel and Ammon and Moav that you got to take trumas and meisros there as well. So it turns out that even though you're not knowing the chayiv of trumas and meisros during the Shemitah year, in those places where the whole chiv is only midrabanan, the whole chiv of Shemas is ever only midrabanan, they are noheg during the Shemitah year. And the question then becomes, okay, but what I know you can take Truma, I know you take Meisr Rishon, what do you do? Meisr Sheni or Meisr Ani? Because the rules are 1, 2, 4, and 5 is Meisr Sheni, 3 and 6 are Meisr Ani. So that's what the Navi taught us, the Chagai and Navi taught us, that you do Meisr Ani during the Shemitah year if you live in Amon and Moav. Minat Torah, there's no makor how to treat the Maestros, because Midar Raisa, there's no Chiyuv at all during the Shemitah year. So the Nevi'im were Masakein that in Babel they should be Mafrish Maeser Sheni, and the Zakenim after the Dor of Ezra were Masakein that in Mitzrayim they should be Mafrish Maeser Ani, and Amon and Moav was Machlokas Tanoim. It's Machlokas in the fourth parak of Maseches Yadayim. So Rabbi Tarfon held that Amon and Moav take Maeser Ani during the Shemitah year. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds they take Maeser Sheni during the Shemitah year. So that's where Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinos is being made in the name of Chagai Hanavi, had a paskin in that Machlokas Tanoim that they were Mafresh Maeser Ani. We paskin like Rabbi Tarfon that they were Mafresh Maeser Ani in the land of Ammon and Moab. So again, outside of Eretz Yisrael is the only place that the Shaila would be relevant. In Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah year, you don't have any Shemitah Maeseros. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, there were three locations. There was Babel, there was Mitzrayim, and there was Ammon and Moab. Bavel was understood, Mitzrayim was understood, Amon Umov was Machlokas Tanoim. So that's why the Rabbi Dos Ben Akinas had to tell me that the Navi already told us that Amon Umov takes Maeser, that those residing in the lands of Amon Umov take Maeser Ani. So Chagai Hanavi said a third thing, Umakabal Gerim min Karduyin umin Tarmudim. That were Makabal Gerim from the Karduyin and from the Tarmudim. That even if they're born from Benos Yisrael that became pregnant from Nachrim, they're called Mamzerim according to a particular Shita, and you might think not to be Megayer them because they're Pasul of a Bekal, but we're not Choshish for that. We're told Bevadaus that they were Nolad from Nachrios, and therefore they're Goyim L'chol Davar, meaning we don't assume that their mothers were Jewish, we assume that they're Nachrios, and after their Gerus, they're allowed to be Lava Bekal, they're allowed to get married. So we want to make sure before we're going to be Megayer someone that they're going to be able to live a normal life, that they're going to be able to get married, that they're going to be able to function within Jewish society. anxiety. So that's what the edus was, that we're not choshish from mamzerus over here. We assume that they were pure goyim, and therefore you can be megayer them, and they could live a normal Jewish life. So then we have a brisa that discusses the hamshech of the issue of tzaras habas. So Tana, kishenichnasu, when Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva came to Rabbi Dosa ben Akinas, nichnasu bepesach echad, they all came in through one door. Kishayatzu yatzu b'shlosha pesachim, when they left his company, they left in three doors, so that they shouldn't altogether meet Yonasan ben Hakinas, Rabbi Dosa's brother, because he might outsmart them and force them to be moda that the halachas kedvarav, and they didn't want to end up losing that argument. So this way he'll only be able to catch one of them, and most will be able to convince one of them, but the other two will still remain in their shita. So pagabo Rabbi Akiva. So they were exactly right. One of them ran into Rabbi Yonasan ben Hakinas, and that was Rabbi Akiva. So actually, Yonasan ben Hakinas asked him a question, and Rabbi Akiva answered, Amar lo. So Yonasan said, Atu Akiva shim chalik misof olam v'atzofo, ashrecha shizachis l'shem, you're so fortunate, you're zocha to such a good name, v'adayin lo igata l'roi bakar, but you still haven't achieved the madrega of roi bakar. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, v'afil l'roi tzon, forget about that, not only am I not roi bakar, I'm not even roi tzon. So this is a discussion in the Marsha, the Martzchias, what exactly this is referring to, which roi bakar did Rabbi Akiva not achieve the status of, which roi tzon are we talking about? So the Marsha says he was being meramis to him, that he heard from Rabbi Dosa, his brother, that he had a Kabbalah biyado from Chagai Anavi to Asr Tzaras Abbas. So he said to him, don't rely on such a Kabbalah, because he was from the later of the Nevi'im, and that the Kabbalah didn't come from the Nevi'im Arishonim, who were the roi bakar, like Amos Anavi, where it says ki boker anochi, that I'm a roi bakar. So Rabbi Kiva said, I got a Kabbalah, this Kabbalah, until all the way back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a roi tzon, because there's a gzeirah shava of Aleha, and we darshan litzrar that Tzaras Abbas is aser. So it's a Kabbalah that it's Alach al-Moshe Misinai. So you're telling me that I shouldn't accept this Kabbalah from your brother that we already have from the Nevi'im, from Chagai Anavi, that Tzaras Erva is aser, because you're telling me, no, the earlier Nevi'im have a different Kabbalah. I'm telling you, I have a Kabbalah that goes back to the Roi Tzon, that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Alach al-Moshe Misinai, that it's Tzaras Erva is in fact aser. So the Gemara explains the reason for the second halacha. So that was the first halacha that Chagai Anavi taught us. So now the Gemara goes to the second halacha that Chagai Anavi taught us. So Amunumov ma'asir ma'isir ani bashviyas. That Amunumov take ma'isir ani during a Shemitah year. To Amunumar, harbik krachim kafshu Olim Mitzrayim. There were many locations, there were many cities, villages that the Olim Mitzrayim captured and were Mekadesh with the Kedusha Rishona of Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yoshua. V'lo kafshu ole bavel, but in the days of Ezra, we came back, they were not able to reconquer those places. And therefore, they were not Niskadesh with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And included in that are the areas of Amun Moav, where Moshe Rabbeinu was Kovesh, B'yimei Sichon, but the ole bavel were not Kovesh. U'kedusha Rishona, kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'aslavo. That initial Kedusha is not permanent. It's kitcha l'shaita, but it's not after we went into Golos, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, that Kedusha was gone, and therefore all the places that were not reconquered by the Ole Bavel no longer have that Kedusha. So initially the Ole Bavel left them, Dafka left them, and were not Makadish them, so that the Aniyim could rely on them during the Shemitah year, because in Eretz Yisrael they were being Noeg Shemitah, even Bizman Azeh, so they were not Noeg Matnos Aniyim of Leket, Shich, Chapeyim, Maisur Ani, all the things that the Aniyim normally rely on, because Perishviyas are part from Chumas and Maisus and from all those Matanos that we normally give to Aniyim. So in order for the Aniyim Eretz Yisrael to have what to get food from, so they were not Makadish those krachim in Eretz. I mean, we think of Shemitah, it's like a great year for the Aniyim, because everything is Hefker. Yeah, but it's Hefker Bein La Ashirim and Bein La Aniyim. Everyone's hungry. Everyone's going to go have equal access to the food. But in other years, there's particular food that's earmarked for Aniyim. So it's not so great for Aniyim during the Shemitah year. So they dafka had to leave other lands where they were going to set up a situation where they're going to give Maaser Ani in order that the Aniyim should have what to eat. So since the whole purpose was the Tzorach the Aniyim, so they were Misaka, the whole purpose of setting up the Chumas and Maisos and all the mitzvos for that year was for the sake of the aniyim. So of course they made it a meiser aniyir, not a meiser sheniyir. Meaning it's shmita, so they had their choice of which meiser they were going to do. But obviously they're going to do meiser ani. The whole purpose of doing this, of doing anything, of not conquering the land, was just to provide for the aniyim. So that explains the second halacha that Rabbi Dosa ben Akiva said in the name of Chagai. And the third halacha was umekablim gerim min akarduyim vatarmodim, that we are mekablim gerim from the people called the karduyim and the tarmodim, and they weren't choshesh that maybe their mothers were benos Yisrael who were nesuos lenachrim, and therefore maybe they're mamzerim. So they asked the Gemara, is that really so? Vatani Rami Bar Yecheskel ein mekablim gerim min akarduyim, that we're not mekablim gerim from karduyim because we're choshesh that maybe they're mamzerim. So Amar Ravashi answers, karduyim is not what the Bryson never really said karduyim. It said kartuyim itmar, that we're not mekabel gerim from kartuyim. So kedamriin she kartuyim psulim, because people say that kartuyim are pasul, but karduyim are muhzakim as glata goyim, right? They're you know for sure that they're non-Jews, and therefore you don't have to worry about any mamzerus issue. And you know it's ironic, right? The less of a chashash of Jewishness, the better off you are in terms of the yichus. Because if there's a chashash of Jewishness, then there's a chashash of mamzerus. You have like that all the time when parents adopt a child or something like that. So if they don't know the background, they used to be, if they don't know the background, maybe if the child has some Jewish blood, so then that could be a problem. That could be mamzerus. But if there's no Jewish blood, so then you're mekayir, and then you don't have to worry about mamzerus. So the Gemara brings another version. V'ikada amri, and some say is slightly differently. The Tami Rami Bar Yecheskel ein mekablin gerim min hakartuyim. We are not mekablin gerim from the kartuyim. My love, hainu kartuyim, hainu karduyim. And the Gemara asks, but wait, aren't kartuyim the same thing as karduyim? And Chagai Anavi taught us that we are mekabel gerim from the karduyim. So Ravashi answers in this version, lo, kartuyim luchud, the kartuyim luchud. These are different people. Kedamri inshi, kartuyim psili. The people say that kartuyim are possible because we're choshesh that they might be Jews who are mamzerim. But karduyim are vaday nachrim, there's no chshash mamzerus, and therefore you could be mekabel game from them. Rabbi Yochanan v'Savaya da Amri Tarvayu. Rabbi Yochanan and Savaya both say ein mekablin gerim min hatarmodim. We're not mekablin gerim for tarmodim because we have to be choshesh that maybe they are Jewish mamzerim that got mixed in among that nation, among the tarmodim. So since there are so many Jewish mamzerim that somehow got mixed in with them, we have to always be careful not to be mekablin mamzerim because we might bring not to be mekablin gerim because we might be bringing mamzerim into klal Israel. So Chagai and Navi never said, according to them, that we're mekabel gerim. So the Gemara says, does Rabbi Yochanan really say such a thing? But doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Maseches Nida that the Chacham made a gzeira in Maseches Nida that any stain of blood that you find on a beged that the Chacham were gozer, that's going to be tamei. Meaning midah raisa, a woman is only tamei. A woman only becomes a nida if she. The Gemara has a drasha bivisara at shetargish. That it's not enough that she sees blood and that the blood comes from the uterus, it's that she has to have a hargasha accompanying the dam. So that's the din midaraisa. But the chachamim made a gzeira that even ksamim are going to be mitame, that if a woman sits al karka olam and she gets up and she sees dam, she had no hargasha, no sensation, no feeling, no nothing, she just sees dam, that's also going to become tame. They modified the gzeira a little bit. They couldn't make every single drop of dam be tame because they used to have, the Gemara says, they used to have these bugs called the ma'acholas, where if you'd kill these ma'acholas bugs, it would leave a little blood stain. So apparently these were very common bugs that were all over the place, so there were blood stains everywhere. So if you're going to be metame, every woman who ever finds a blood stain on her bed, so the Gemara says, Ein lecho komito umita shein bahar beitipe damim. Imagine living under such conditions. I teach chassanim, I always remind them, if you're moving to Washington Heights, maybe you know, but outside of Washington Heights, it's not so normal to have like all these bugs and everything all over the place. So imagine that was the conditions that they lived in. No offense to our Washingtonites people. Attempt at humor. There's no bed that doesn't have many drops of blood all over it. So they were only gozer that a kesem is metame if it's larger than a gris va'od. If it's larger than the amount of blood that these bugs would ever leave. But anyway, there were gozer on ksamim because maybe it's damnida, but tumah of damnida is only if it comes from Benos Yisrael, not if it comes from Nachriels. If the blood comes from non-Jewish women, then there's no tumah of damnida. Now, nowadays, when we think of tumas damnida, we don't worry about the dam, we're worried about the woman. But it used to be that they also had to worry about what the dam was metame, because there were no tumah and tara. So that's why we have that other rule, that if kesem is found on something that's not makabel tumah, then it's not going to be metame the isha, because it would look weird that the thing that the kesem is on, we're going to say that's perfectly tar, but the woman that it came from, we're going to say is tame. So they didn't make the gzeira on the woman when it's found on something that's not mekabel tumah. But we had to worry about where the blood landed. And therefore all the ksamim that came out of Rekem, tahorim, because we assume that they are nachrios. Rabbi Yehuda mitame, Rabbi Yehuda was mitame, even those stains that came from Rekem, mipnei shein gerim, because they were megayer, and therefore there is tumas nida. So that's included in the gzera of ksamim. V'tohim, that which they appeared to us like nachrim, that's because they're tohim. They were megayer, and then they went back to their old ways, and they reconverted back to their old religions, which halachically has no basis, so they remain Jewish, and therefore their ksamim remain tamei. But if you find stains of blood that come from anywhere else, from amongst of the kochavim, then they're going to be tahar. So we said about this Mishnah, kapasik v'tani, the Mishnah says about any kesem that comes mibeino of the kochavim, sounds like hafilum in tarmod, even if it comes from tarmod, because it just says mibeino of the kochavim, sounds like anywhere that's of the kochavim, aside for rekem, where the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudav machlokas about. Rabbi Yochanan says, based on this diuk of the Mishnah, Zosomeris, Mekabel Gerim, Mitarmud. So you see that in Tarmud we hold they're glatagayim, that they're very clearly non-Jews, that we know that they're Nachrim, and there's no Jewish blood mixed in there, and therefore you're allowed to be Mekabel Gerim from there. You don't have to worry about Mamzerus. So the Gemara tries to answer, V'chitema, maybe you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan only said Zos Velosfirule, meaning we're asking that Rabbi Yochanan's Mekabel is Mati being Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud, but we just said that you're not supposed to be, that you're not, we're not makabel gerim from Tarmodim. So maybe you're going to say zos v'losfirulei, that Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say, look, that's the diuk you would make in the Mishnah, but we don't actually paskin like that. V'am Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam Mishnah, but no, Rabbi Yochanan does paskin like that, because Rabbi Yochanan paskins like a stam Mishnah. So if he's demonstrating that the Mishnah holds that we are makabel gerim from the Tarmodim, he should paskin like that stam Mishnah, because the sefer of the Mishnah says mibeinu of the chavim is tahorim. So that's where his diuk comes from. So it's a stam without any chalik. So answer Gemara, Amorayim ninavali b'd Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokas Amorayim, what Rabbi Yochanan held. According to one Amor, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we're not makabel gerim from Tarmod, and the halacha is not like the stam Mishnah that's matir that. And then we have another Amor that holds that Rabbi Yochanan always paskins like a stam Mishnah, and therefore if he's pointing out what a stam Mishnah holds, it means he in fact holds that way as well. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan is paskin like this stam Mishnah that we are makabel gerim from Tarmod. So the Gemara explains, why would it be that we're not makabel gerim from Tamar? And we Tamar my time below. What would be our hesitation in being makabel gerim from this place called Tarmod? So pligibar Rabbi Yochanan v'savya. This is v'savaya. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and savaya. Chad Amar, one of them says, mishum avdei Shlomo. It's because of the servants of Shlomo who were very wealthy, and they married Jewish women, and they lived in Tarmod. So Rechoshesh, that the Anshei Tarmod are maybe descendants of those people, the children of those Avadim, and Neved Kenani is Aser Bebas Yisrael, and therefore the children that come from them are not are going to be Yisraelim Amzerim, and they're going to be Aser Lava Bekal. So Shlomo Melech had all these Avadim; they were that status of Neved Kenani. They were wealthy because they were working in Shlomo's palace, and it was a time of great prosperity. And then they were working in and then they went and married Jewish women. So Neved Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is Mamzer, V'chadam Mishum Benos Yerushalayim, and others say it's Mishum Benos Yerushalayim. So Bishlama that and we'll see what that means in a moment, what it means Benos Yerushalayim. So Bishlama Leman Yom Mishum Avdei Shlomo, I understand very well if it's Mishum Avdei Shlomo Ksav Lo Dicham Neved Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. They held that that the child is going to be a Mamzer when a non-Jew has a child with a Jewish woman. then it would explain why we're not makabel gerim from them. El meandem shemenos Yerushalayim mayhi. But what's this business about Menos Yerushalayim? Because of Menos Yerushalayim, we're not going to be makabel gerim from the Talmudim. What was the story with the Menos Yerushalayim? So pligi by Rav Yosef Rabbanan. This is how to explain this. This is machlokas between Rav Yosef and the Rabbanan v'travayu mishmei the Rabba Bar Barchana. They both say the name Rabba Bar Barchana. Chad Amar Treser Alfi Gavri v'shit Alfi Kashtuye, that the 12,000 men and 6,000 additional archers were among those who captured Yerushalayim. V'chad Amar Treser Alfi Gavri uminayu shit Alfi Kashtuye. And some say no, it was 12,000 men. Of those 12,000, not an additional, but of those 12,000, there were 6,000 archers, and b'shash nichzu of the chavim lehechal. When the of the chavim came to the hechal, hakol nifnal kesef azav. Everyone else was looking to the gold and the silver to despoil the Beis HaMikdash, take whatever gold and silver they could find. Vehem, but these 12,000 men nifnal benos Yerushalayim. They weren't looking for gold and silver; they were looking for Jewish women to take as wives. Shneamar nashim b'tzion inu b'sul. That's what the pasuk says in Eicha, that they took advantage of the Jewish women. So lishitasam anachri abba bas yisrael, the vlad is going to be a mamzer, and therefore that's who we're worried about in the Bnei Tarmud, that they have a descendants of these people, and they settled in Tarmud, and they were mixed in among the Gaim. So that's why we can't be mekabel gerim from them, because we always have to be choshesh that there's a mamzerus that passes down through the generations over there. The Maral writes that the number of 12,000 plus 6,000 is not just bimikre. He says that we find the exact shear by halvayas hames. The Gemara in Ksuba says that for tzorach hames, according to one sheet, you need treis alfi gavri v'sheishas alfi shipuri, and according to another sheet, the treis alfi gavri umehem sheishas alfi shipuri. It's the same numbers that you're supposed to ensure that you have at a levaya, that either 12,000 plus 6,000 shipuri, people who are blowing shofars and trumpets and whatever, and another sheet that says 12,000 people, and among them 6,000 shipuri. So it's the cheshbon is connected the 12 gvulim that are the borders of the world, and six are connected the shishat stadim of the world, and therefore it's ra'oi to when you're having a large group to have that number. So the 12,000 are connected the 12 alachsonei olam, the 12 angles of the world, the shisa is connected the six directions, northwest, southeast, up down. So according to the mandiyamar that it's yud beis alfa gavri minayu shisa alfa kishtuye, it's because the six sides are included in the 12 alachsonei, in the twelve angles of how to measure the different sides of the world. But that's a number that represents everybody, right? That same Gemara and Ksubas tells us that when a Talmud Chacham dies, you should make sure that there are up to 600,000 people that go to his levaya, and that you should stop whatever you're doing to go until there are 600,000 people, because the Gemara says k'shem shenisi nasa b'shishim ribo kach niti losa b'shishim ribo, that if the Torah was given with 600,000 people, apparently that's how many people the Torah is supposed to be taken away with 600,000 people. The Gemara says l'man demasni lesle shira, if someone taught Torah, didn't just learn Torah, then there's no shir, then it's way more than 600,000. You would still have to go to the levaya. Okay, now once we had mentioned nari isi gamza kanti, because remember when he saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas said the pasuk nari isi gamza kanti, so the Gemara discusses that pasuk. I'm Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Pasuk said, this pasuk in Tehillim, Sar HaOlam Amaro, was said by the Sar HaOlam. Nari Yisi Gamza Kanti. The Gemara proves that's the case. Man Amare, who said it? Ile Mekutcha Brichu. If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who said it, Miika Zikna Kamei. How could it be that Hashem is saying Nari Yisi Gamza Kanti? Hashem never becomes a Zakein. Ella David Amari. So it must be that David is the one who's authoring Tehillim, and he's the one that said that. No, because that can't be, because Mikashish Kulei Hai. David HaMelech is talking about how old he got. He never got that old. David HaMelech died at the age of 70. El Shemamina Sar HaOlam Amar. So it must be that this was said that by the Sar HaOlam, whoever whoever the Sarah Olam is. Now it's interesting, we reject the possibility that it's David HaMelech, because David HaMelech never became a Zakein. Not entirely true. The Pasuk says, V'HaMelech David Zakein Ba Bayamim. The Pasuk says that Beferish said he became a Zakein, but he lived the entirety of his life was 70 years. So what would be the Chiddush in saying that he didn't see a Tzadik Nezav until then, as opposed to a Sarah Olam who lived, has been around Kimos Olam, the whole history of the world. That's what the Marsha writes. So then it would be a Chiddush that he never saw it, Tzadik Nezav. I mean, if he only lived one lifetime, okay, so then during that Tkufa, that generation, there was no Tzadik Nezav. It wouldn't be such a Chiddush to say it. That's how the Marsha explains. The Aruch Lener just questions that in Pirkei Avos, in the end of Parakeh, it says, Ben Shishim Lezikna, Ben Shivim Leseva. So David HaMelech didn't just have that 1 year to experience Zikna. He had 10 years to experience Zikna. So it's still a Chiddush that over 10 years, he never saw a single Tzadik Nezav. So that's what the Aruch Lener says, that it sounds like this pasuk was after the Kfar Ovrul of Yimei HaZikna, that Yimei HaZikna already over, just like Kfar Ovrul of Yimei HaNarus, just like saying Nar HaYisi in past tense, Gam Zakanti in past tense, meaning where you hit the age of 80, where you made the decade you're past 70. Once you're past 70, then you're past Zikna. David HaMelech never really made it much past Zikna. So that's why the Aruch Lener says it can't be David HaMelech. Anyway, what does the pasuk mean in Eicha when it says Yado Paras Tzar Al Kol Machmadeha? Ze Amunumov. That's a reference to Amunumov. B'Shoshen Chsov Dechav Nehechal Akol Nifnol Kesef Zav Eim Nifnol Sefer Torah. Everyone else was looking for the Kesef Zav. They looked for the Sefer Torah. Amru Ze Shakasba Lo Yava Amunumov Bekal Hashem Yisarif Beish. This scroll that says that in Amunia Moav you're not allowed to come Bekal Hashem. Hashem should be burnt in fire. And it also says Siv Hashem Yaakov Siv of Tzarav. Amarav, what does that pasuk mean? So that's Kigon Homanya Lupum Nahara. That's those who live in Homanya and cause trouble to the Jewish people who are Aniyim that live in Pum Naharya, that's in their area. And they're from the Bnei Amun as well. That just like they were bad neighbors to Am Yisrael when we live in Yerushalayim, so Hashem where goes it, that they would surround the Jewish people in our Golus as well. And that's what the pasuk means, that Hashem was Mitzava about Yaakov, that those same enemies that surround you in your land will continue to be a source of great difficulty for you wherever you go in the Golus. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
Good
day.
Good day.
Rogatoy dinay mahlam shalasani gai rogatoy dinay mahlam shalasani shah rogatoy dinay mahlam shalasani sha rogatoy dinay mahlam bokhati for rogatoy dinay mahlam mabishar rim rogatoy dinay mahlam materas rim rogatoy dinay mahlam zokif rogatoy